Looking for a sweet treat to grab on the go? Order Crumbl Cookies. Choose to receive your cookies through curbside pickup, takeout, or delivery. Order delicious gourmet cookies on the Crumbl app today. Crumbl Cookies is the fastest growing cookie company in the nation. After only 4 years, 500 plus stores are in operation in 50 states, with many more in build out. Come check out Knoxville's new location, 6672 Clinton Highway, Suite 104. And we are back with another edition of Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. Man, the season is halfway in the book so far. I can't believe we're already this far into the regular season. And I'm pumped about this next guest we have. He was in a hard-fought battle Thursday night against West. It's none other than Eli Owens from Alcoa. Eli, thanks for hopping on, brother.
No problem.
Man, let's jump into it, and I just want to recap the game last night. I know it's not the outcome that you guys wanted, but, man, that was quite some battle. I mean, that was, of recent memory, that's one of the best high school games I've seen. In the first half, you guys had it rolling. I think you had 11 first downs, 3 of 4 on third down. They looked to you early, first play of the game, and then you had a big play on the first drive to set up in scoring range. You're really a key component for that offense in that program. But what's your takeaway from the game, and how are you all going to try to bounce back?
It was a hard fought game. But we knew that going into it, that it was going to be a 48-minute fight. We knew that going into it, that they were going to be one of the better teams played all year. And all week, Coach was talking about, just doing the little things, keeping the little things correct, and just staying focused on the task at hand. You know, if something goes bad, it's not the end of the world. Move on to the next play. And that's something I can say for everybody last night, too. I can't say that anybody really got mad at any other person. You know, at times when we were down, we weren't yelling at each other, we weren't griping and complaining. You know, we all knew that the bad things were going to happen, and that's another thing Coach Nick says. You know, he's always talking about that you got to prepare for the worst, and if you prepare for the worst, when the worst happens, it's not going to be as bad as it would, if you don't. Things got bad, things got down. You know, I felt like we stayed composed, did a good job trying to fight back. It just didn't come out the way we wanted it to in the end.
What's going to be key for you guys going down this stretch, this last half of the regular season, going into the playoffs? What's key for you guys to make sure you guys achieve what you want to achieve?
Personally, I would just have to say, staying healthy and believing in ourselves. One thing I can say is that everybody on the team has a giant like feeling of respect for another person on the team. You know, everybody, we're very unified as a team. Everybody loves everybody. Everybody would do anything in the world for everybody else. And then another part would just be, staying healthy. You know, like we're not that big in numbers. So, just doing what we can to, stay hydrated so we're not cramping, prevent injuries, hitting, stretching extra throughout the week, getting the proper care we need. That'll definitely help us as the season wears on.
Yeah, you can definitely see that chemistry and watching you guys play, that brotherhood that you sort of speak of, particularly at the quarterback position, whether it's Lunsford or like last night, had to enter Eli Graff there at the end in crucial situations. It seems like the vibe is, next man up, and whoever that may be, you have full faith in him. Is that the sense that you guys get there?
Oh, 100%. Last night when Zach went out, Eli came in the game. We weren't thinking, oh, crap, oh, no. No, we genuinely thought that we were about to go in there and we were going to win the game. Eli made that great pass to Brendan Dugan on the sideline.
Yeah.
And then just, I mean, I all I can say is that Ryan Scott made a great play for West. You know, it was a greatly thrown ball. You know, Jordan made a great play for it. It just didn't come in the person's hands that we wanted it to come in. You know, I hate that Zach got hurt, but the good part is, you know, the way we worked practice, Eli was ready.
Right.
And, like, that helped us a lot to get down to the goal line and have a chance for that final play.
Yeah, you don't call that play for your backup quarterback in that situation unless you have full faith in him. And like you said, great play on the West defender. That was just, I mean, there's not much you can do about that. So, yeah, man, the next thing I wanted to know is, what's the transition been like from Gary Rankin to Coach Nix? Because whether you're a freshman, senior, or you're a youngster growing up in Alcoa with your eyes set on playing for the Tornadoes, like, Gary Rankin has a lasting impact. So what's that transition been like?
You know, surprisingly, it's not as much of a transition as you think it is. Like, I mean, Coach Nix has already been here for, Lord, what, 17 years at this point? So, like, people think that it's a huge transition. You know, with Coach Rankin leaving, I'm not mistaken, we didn't lose a single coach. So practices are the same they did with Rankin. You know, we're still emphasizing the stuff we did with Rankin. It's just we just don't have that voice yelling at us every 3 seconds anymore.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, when you've won 17 championships, I mean, and like you said, most of your coaching staff is intact, you're not going to have a lot of room for error there. Everything's going to be ran pretty tightly, and you can definitely see it when you watch you guys, because that's why I asked, because it's it's like he never left. But at the same time, it Coach Nix is in a new position, is the new face. So there is a little bit of difference there. Eli, I wanted to ask you about, like I said, you're a sophomore, but you've been in the spotlight big time for the program and locally, regionally, big time player. What has it been like being in that spotlight so early, particularly as a freshman and now as you are halfway through your senior season?
I mean, I don't really like to think about that stuff that much, you know. Like, I don't really think about, you know, I have to go out here and, you know, I've got to have 10 catches tonight because it makes me look good, you know. I don't really go out and worry, like, I'll never tell somebody to go out and throw me the ball, you know. I want to do what's best for the team. I want to make the team win. And if I can just do my part, you know, if I can catch every ball that gets thrown to me, and if I can block the way I'm supposed to, you know, not let anybody pass me, I consider that a good day. And if we win at the end of the day, that's all that matters. So, I mean, I wouldn't really say that I'm too focused on me specifically more than the team.
Part of that spotlight comes with the recruiting process. I know it's really early on, but I think when summer wrapped up, you had 8 offers, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Some of them were big time. Tennessee, Michigan, Michigan State. What's that been like? Because you've had to get that started in some degree. I was wondering if you could give us an update on what that process is like.
You know, it's cool. You know, it's enjoyable. Getting to talk to all these different coaches and getting to see, you know, all these different campuses. And I mean, it's cool and all, but, you know, at the end of the day, I got to go out and I got to produce on the field for all this to happen. But I mean, I just want to go out and make sure I do my job on Friday. So that way one day I'll be able to do my job on Saturdays and Sundays, you know?
When was the first time, like, what was your first offer? How young were you when you got that call or made that contact that you got that first college offer?
It was October of last year with Coach Day at EKU.
Okay, so your freshman season.
Yeah, freshman year, yeah.
And so between now and then, it's grown into, like I said, the latest has been UT, Michigan, Michigan State, Mississippi State. Based on your post I saw on social media, it looks like you're going to be at the Vols in Florida game on Saturday.
Yeah, Yeah, tomorrow I'll be there. I'll be in Florida. You know, it's going to be a great atmosphere. You know, there are going to be a lot of big-time players there. You know, I'm glad I get to go. You know, it's going to be a special night. College game day is there. You know, Checker Neyland, it's already sold out. Like, I think I read somewhere that it's sold out in, like, 2 hours. It's going to be a great experience, and I can't wait.
Yeah, man, they're even having a block party somewhere on campus. It's going to be nuts. Yeah. As far as your high school career, tell us about yourself growing up. Like, did you grow up in Alcoa? Did you always have your eyes set on becoming a part of that historic program? Let us in on that.
So my mom went and graduated from Alcoa, but, until sixth grade, I went to Maryville, but I only went to Maryville because, you know, that's where we could find a house to live in. You know, but thankfully in sixth grade, you know, this house opened up in Alcoa, and my mom jumped at the bit to get it because she's wanted me at Alcoa. My whole family's at Alcoa. So, you know, I was going to end up at Alcoa no matter what, and I'm just happy it did. And I'm going to graduate from Alcoa. Hopefully one day my kids will be able to go to Alcoa.
So you're a tornado for life, then.
For life.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, you're listed as an athlete, but, you know, from the looks of it, looks like colleges are going to have you as an H-back, tight end, wherever they need you. Did you play multiple sports growing up?
Yeah. When I was younger, I was like football, basketball, baseball, you know, I used to run track like when I was way younger. You know, just whatever season it was, I wanted to be doing it, something to do. Cause I just love like competition, you know, I want to be the best at whatever it is I do. Even today, you know, when football season's over, you know, I'm going out and playing well for the team, which we're supposed to be pretty good this year. I thought it'd be fun, but I'm going to have to get through football season first and then just see where that takes me from there.
When did you know football was the one? Was the one that you wanted to play in high school and to try to open doors for your future?
Oh, since the beginning. I've always wanted to play football. Like, my uncle played football, and I remember being like 2-3 years old going to his high school games, and you know, I used to think that was the NFL. I used to ask my mom and my grandmother why he played on Fridays and not Sundays. And you know, it's always, I guess when I was younger, it really turned into, I want to be like my uncle, you know, I want to do what he does. And then as I got older, it was really I really have a pretty good chance at this, you know, let's go take it all the way.
Where did he play?
He went to William Blount.
Okay. So still Blount County.
Yeah.
And not Maryville, right? That's the most important part, right? Not Maryville.
Not Maryville.
I want to talk to you about your goals, both personally and team goals that you have while you're there. You've got 2.5 more seasons to go under your belt. There's a lot to accomplish. What are some of your goals this season and going forward in your high school career?
The biggest goal, you know, is to win out. Like, after last night's loss, you know, it burns deep in my soul when I lose. I hate losing more than anything on this planet, probably. I hate losing. So my biggest goal for me would probably to win out my high school career. You know, I'm not losing another game in high school, I can tell you that.
Wow.
And then, you know, just keeping on top of my schoolwork, because at the end of the day, I got to make the grades.
Now we're going to get into some fun questions. I call them pop-up questions for this segment. You know, you talked about your uncle being someone you idolized, looked up to, and that's sort of where you got that football flair, that football love from. I want to know who your favorite athlete is. Is it your uncle, or do you have somebody that you watch at the next level that you look up to?
You know, like, if we're talking, like, professional ball, I mean, Aaron Donald's up there. You know, just the stuff he does is real. You know, George Kittle, I mean, tight end, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo is probably my favorite basketball player ever, so I'd probably have to say those three.
What's your favorite food? Is there something, you know, pregame that you got to have that's the secret sauce for your game, or do you have something that you're trying to chow down on, like, the day after the game to replenish all those calories?
No. Every Friday before the game, you know, we have a team meal, and it's normally like grilled chicken and a baked potato and stuff. But my favorite food would probably either have to be jambalaya or a classic bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Wow. That is, those are both great options. Definitely opposite sides of the spectrum, but I can, but I can get behind both causes. Speaking of food, Fan Run Varsity Spotlight is sponsored by Crumble Cookies. Have you had a chance to make it out to Clinton Highway to Crumble Cookies?
Have I had a chance to get out to Clinton Highway? Yes. Have I gone to Crumble Cookies? No.
Okay, so you've never, I'm assuming you've never been, because that's Knoxville's first location.
No, I haven't. I have not been to Crumble Cookies.
Okay, so it's the fifth anniversary of Crumble Cookies. And by the way, I have it on good faith that in Blount County, sometime soon, I think you're going to be seeing Crumble Cookies. So
you think we'll be getting a Crumble in Blount County?
I have it on good faith, brother. I'm not trying to, you know, trying to pull anybody's chain or anything like that. But yeah, I think so.
Well, that is certainly some good news.
I'll try to get that. It's been a while since I've had that conversation, but I will try to get that shored up and let you know, and the folks of Blount County know, probably through social media or on the airwaves. But for now, we'll talk about their rotation. I don't know if you know about it, but they have a weekly rotating menu. They always have a chocolate chip cookie. That's their staple. And
that's a staple cookie, period.
Right. And it's, I'm telling you, man, like, I'm not even a sweet tooth guy, but their chocolate chip cookie is probably the best I've ever had. And then they rotate five new flavors weekly. So this week they're celebrating their fifth year being in business. And so it's kind of a birthday type of theme. So they've got cake batter. They've got dark dream, which is a decadent chocolate cookie packed and topped with loads of melty, gooey, semi-sweet chocolate chips. Strawberry milk. Peanut butter munch. So this is basically a peanut butter cookie with milk chocolate smeared over it. And it's got those Muddy Buddies crumbled on top of it. And
yeah,
then
you're making me want to drive out to Power right now.
Hey, come on, brother. You guys don't have a game. That's where I live. We can go chow down on some cookies and then go watch some high school football.
Hey, I mean, that don't sound bad.
And then the last one is pink Cadillac sugar. It's a vanilla sugar cookie topped with pink frosting, and it's got a cool little Cadillac classic car, a little ornament on top of it. But out of those options, what's your play, Eli?
That peanut butter one with the milk chocolate on it, that sounds good. That sounds real good.
The peanut butter munch with Muddy Buddies. Yeah, man, that I'm going to have to try that one out. That one seems like a good play.
I'm tasting it in my mouth right now. It seems
you know, that wraps it up for the fun questions. I wanted to ask you one last question before we go. I know you're the class of 2025, long way to go in your high school career. But what you mean to the Alcoa program and the team, I just wanted to know, Eli, what does high school football mean to you?
I wouldn't say everything because that's a little excessive, but you know, it's a big part. You know, it's a big part every Friday, every Thursday. You know, because we have 17 Thursday games this year. You know, just looking forward to the game. You know, because you know we're practicing all week. You know, we're getting ready for our opponent. We're doing this. We're doing that. But none of it ever compares to Friday night at 7 p.m. You know, like just. And it feels like you just have to get through the week so you can get to Friday and you get to play. And then when the game's over, you're just waiting for the next Friday. And it's just like a rotating cycle. And then don't even get me started on the off season.
I won't. I did want to ask you real quick. You, like we mentioned, you're going to be at the Tennessee game tomorrow. Tennessee, Florida. Man, what are you looking forward to the most when you go and make that visit?
Just the environment, you know, just the atmosphere. You know, I mean, growing up in Alcoa, it's not like we're not 10 minutes away from campus. You know, it's not like I don't know what to expect. It's just, you know, I love, you know, just the Tennessee fans and, you know, how, you know, even in Tennessee's down years, like in like 2017 when they weren't the best, you know, they were still selling out Neyland Stadium. Like we lost. I mean, I remember Tennessee losing to Georgia State in 2018, and then the next week versus BYU, there's still 98,000 people in the stands.
Yep.
You know, just the love that the people of Knoxville have for Tennessee football, amazing, and I can't wait to see it tomorrow.
What's your prediction?
I think it'll be a good game, you know. I think it'll be a close game, but – I don't know. I have no clue. I'd probably say 35-27, Tennessee.
There we go. Hey, I'm not going to argue against it. I will say, as far as the ultimate outcome, I do think Tennessee will win. Man, I think that's a very close prediction to what I would gauge. I'm going to say 38-20, Tennessee.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yep. I think that, I don't think Florida – I really don't see Florida scoring more than 20 points. You know, the word on the street is Anthony Richardson a little banged up. I'm not so worried about that, but, you know, Tennessee likes to run man-heavy. Tim Banks on defense, man-heavy with blitz. They're going to have to mix it up a little bit and run a lot of zone to really keep him at bay and force him to throw into windows instead of one-on-ones. And I think that's going to be key, but I think the Vols get it done. I think they pound the rock on the offensive side and gash Florida up the middle. And ultimately, I think Tennessee makes those deep shots that we're all accustomed to seeing. They're going to pick them apart here and there, and I think it'll result, like I said, 38-20.
38, that's a good – that's probably more reasonable.
Hey.
I might go 38-22.
Yeah. You know, I just want to win. to cover the spread would be nice, but I just want to win, stay healthy, and keep it rolling.
Yeah. I mean, you don't wish injuries on anybody, you know. Like, that's the other thing, too, just the history behind the game, you know. You know, when you think Tennessee, Florida, I mean, you're thinking Peyton Manning, you're thinking Steve Spurrier, you're thinking Phil Fulmer, I mean, you're thinking Tim Tebow, you know, just, I mean, you're thinking the history behind the game and what this game has to offer. You know, it's going to be great to finally be able to go watch one.
Yeah, man, I bet you're going to have fun. I know I'll be there cheering the Vols on. Eli, it's great to talk to you. What better week to talk to you than Florida week? Everybody, I mean, football fever is just at a high pitch right now. It was great having you on. Everybody, it's a 6'3", 230-pound athlete from the class of 2025, Alcoa High School, Eli Owens. Eli, thank you for hopping on, and we'll connect again for sure.
Anytime. Anytime.